3, 4.
Sucking a dick.
Hey.
What? You asked me to sing your theme song. When you ask,
so,
I submit.
I'm assuming you're not a dad yet, right?
No, I want to be sitting here.
Oh, that'd be such a
such a dick move.
No, that'd be a great move.
Really?
Pretty good for men's rights. Finally, somebody standing up for the white man.
Be like, yeah, he was born like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a little tardy.
50s dad.
He would have handed us cigars, though.
Yeah.
Should I give you guys cigars?
Fuck
you guys
yeah.
want cigars
yeah.
when it's time?
Yeah.
What if I give you vapes?
You want me to recommend which
vape
ones?
Vape cigars.
I'm going to take a vape.
I'll take a vape.
Yeah, like I just came from doing the film vault with the Baldwin.
All right, easy with the
I've heard of it.
They had their daughter last week, right? And 2 days later, he was on a plane to Chicago to because he had a suckling event over there.
Mm.
And I don't know. I don't think I would do that.
No, I don't think you would.
He's like, my wife would murder me.
Yeah, I feel like mine might too. Yeah.
I'm on the verge of being murdered for most things, let alone if I escaped.
I could see the anger in her eyes last week.
Escaped the
Oh, because we were
the
recording
state.
There?
Just, she doesn't like Tyler, I don't think.
I think you're right.
I feel like Tyler's wife is not a giant fan these days.
Pretty sure it's near the end.
I'm a fan of Tyler, though. I can tell you that.
Mm.
I saw him racing the one Usain Bolt.
Oh, yeah.
Usain. Did you say
yeah.
Usain? Barack Usain.
What are you
Usain?
Usain. I'm saying
what
Usain.
What is his name? How do you pronounce it?
You saw me bringing the heat?
I saw you.
Were
I saw
you nervous?
He was wearing his bright yellow stripy shorts.
I was.
Yeah.
Headband.
Red headband, blue shirt.
Hey, I was watching it on an iPhone in bed, too, and I still caught you. So imagine what that would look like on a big screen.
It sounded like this. Pew! That was me running so fast.
Did you actually get to witness him, like, actually run?
Well, it's funny. If you watch the tape obsessively, like
what
we
we're talking about, give a little setup for the 95% of people
had,
who have no idea.
The world's fastest man, Usain Bolt, on the Late Late Show Tuesday.
Have you said more than two words to your boss over there?
James?
Yeah. You ever conversate?
I've said it more than two words.
Conversate? Said hello.
Is that
how
word?
Are you?
We've probably had maybe 8 conversations.
Here is your phone? Is that mostly what you say?
I usually just hand my phone. I don't even
You don't
say
even say here is your phone?
Yeah.
No. You could throw in a couple words there.
Up on the stage?
Yeah. What, is it during the show?
Yeah.
Oh, you're seen? Or is it during a break? I've never seen the show. I'm a bad friend.
No, I'm not seen. I'm not like
here comes the part
of the show where Tyler
hands the phone.
No, it's during the chat break when they shoot the promo that airs during Colbert. I run up and hand James a phone. He takes a selfie with the guest.
You don't say, away. Here is your phone?
No, it's super loud. The band is playing.
Well, you can go, here's your phone!
And there's producers like yelling and there's a lot going on.
Yeah, producers get angry, huh?
Actually, not at our
Sometimes
show.
They do.
Producers are very nice.
Mm. Anyway, so Tyler did a little bit up on the parking lot.
They did James.
Where'd you guys park that day?
Most people had to... most people have parking spots. I don't have a parking spot.
That's what I was thinking, though, because they did have the parking lot. And I was thinking, all right, so they cleared everybody out of there. They made a big announcement like the day before. Can't park where you normally park because we're going to be like being a bunch of fools running around.
It just meant
around.
There was less parking for the plebs like me who don't have assigned parking.
The plebeians.
How much less? These are the things people
need to
know.
It had to have been at least 100 spots. I don't know why you bring that up, but yes. It had to
because be. I'm thinking logistics and what a bitch it must have been. Right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think, inconvenience.
I keep thinking you're leading to something with this.
No, I just see like a bit on TV, and I'm instead of just sitting back and enjoying the bit, I'm thinking that
would
have sucked.
Oh, absolutely.
This would have sucked.
As soon as you work on one film, every time you watch a film, all you think about is the pain
How
in the
they
ass
get
behind
that
the
shot.
Scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had to move all that shit.
Dude, I can
an hour.
You got to be turned up a little. You're like barely registering. Sorry, a little taste.
Hello.
There you go. There
it's exciting
go.
When everyone's blown out of their car right now. The mic is thunderous now.
Hello.
Yeah, but that's what I same thing. Yeah. Like, I just think, what
yeah.
a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't
I'm
mean that as a pejorative towards
No,
ladies.
I know. It's not towards women. It's towards the parking lot.
Towards the parking sitch.
Super,
so anyways.
Supervising.
Parking sitch, bitch. Snitch, bitch.
We yeah. challenged Usain Bolt to race James and Owen Wilson and the entire staff. So we all lined up on a...
Did you notice your boss eating less after seeing that slow motion footage? Because that was a full backpack of Jell-O that
he's
got
been,
there.
He's been dieting for a while.
Yeah?
He's dropped some LBs.
You know, you can't tell how heavy a person is until you see him running in slow-mo with like some tight...
Hell yeah!
I'm glad
no
they didn't
good.
Show me running
you know
motion.
What? I don't think of myself as a fat person. I know I'm a little chubby, but when I walk by like a window and I can see like my
jiggles.
Things jiggling, I'm like, ugh. This
no
is...
good. When we made the ICP disaster, we went out to that lovely park
yeah.
and we did our sweet tricks with the 2 liter soda bottles.
Yeah.
We did some slow motion shots.
Slow motion.
And I had to cut those together. And
shows
believe
it all.
Me, not a fan, especially when the water, it's like a wet t-shirt contest for old Andy in the slow mo. No good.
Okay, I don't think I have breasts, but every time I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, I have breasts.
Yeah, you got some breasts. You got a little breasts. They're itty bitty. Mm. Don't worry, you can be part of that committee.
Itty bitty titty committee.
He likes the little ones, so.
What?
I like
Why
the little
ones,
too.
Why are you pointing at me?
You always say you don't know his boobs.
I just said the big boobs are a gamble. You don't want to gamble because you don't know what you're getting. The little ones, you can.
Anyways.
Back to you running against Usain
Bolt.
Back
to me running in a race.
How long did this take to set up?
I mean, they had a flywire cam, like the one that goes over, like football games.
I couldn't tell if that was like a crane or a.
No, it was a legit flywire or whatever that was.
Where like it goes on the little tether.
Yeah. It was awesome. But
what a bitch that must have been.
If you see
one little clip.
When he first takes off, in the first like.
This is available online.
The first quarter of the race, there's someone who's like neck and neck with Usain, and you see him look over and you. And clearly go, oh, I can't fucking lose to some late night staffer. And then he like turns on the gas to probably like 30% of his top speed. And he's just like, doom! He's just gone.
So he's the one that made the sound effect. It was
did, he, did he stretch first?
Oh, we stretched like him?
Yeah.
I would assume. Can you imagine
if you guys all stretched?
Blew out his ACL? Like,
I would never think to stretch.
Hey, you got to stretch.
You guys stretched?
One of our supervisor producers... He, the one who falls in the video, that wasn't a bit. He legit.
No, you could tell.
Like legit, it,
yeah.
Man in a suit falls down.
Colin,
I came in 10th overall.
Oh yeah, is that your bad track? Yeah, what, did you go bad. Back and looked at the?
We had a race line. We had like footage at the finish line, so we could like analyze who came. And I came
really?
Across. I came across 10th.
And you were trying.
Oh yeah,
there's 9 staffers faster or 8 faster than you.
Yeah, that's surprising. I would have thought you would have been in the top like 4 or 5.
Writers and showrunners,
thin.
And
there's also like
healthy.
People that like work out and stuff.
Yeah.
If it was 90 feet, maybe I'd been okay. For baseball.
Did all the writers wear like sports jackets
with pads.
T-shirts and baseball hats?
No.
Hey, what was the length? What was that? Was
100 meters?
100 meters.
So it's 300 and change feet. Yeah, so it's a football field.
Yeah, it's like a 100-yard dash.
And I was running in boat shoes.
Oh, look at you.
Well, that's why I didn't go.
You didn't know it was happening? Yeah, what's going on with that? You forgot to where you're running?
I
unintentionally?
Stuff and I forgot my...
You thought you were doing the boat bit that day?
No, we don't have a boat bit.
You
I don't know what boat shoes are.
Yet.
But... you know what's funny? Is now I'm obsessing with what you brought up, because every time I see anything, any bit, any sketch, any short film, anything, all I think about is the work and the inconvenience.
Yeah.
And is that just a byproduct of getting old
that,
and lazy?
I think that every time I see a scene where like they spill water everywhere or paint or like
destroy
a room.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. To reset.
Yeah.
Oh, like in Practical Jokers. Did you see that one where they wrapped Joe's entire house with
wrapping paper?
Everything like, was wrapped. Every
even
chair.
Even the cups in the cupboards.
Yeah. But that wasn't something that they went, okay, unwrap it and let's wrap it again.
Right.
Like he's
but
talking
still,
about like when they do a scene where demolish something. It's like, okay, let's reset.
Well, a lot of the time, if it's a really big thing like that, they only do it once.
Well, explosions, but other stuff
that's
they
why
do
they do
over
it from multiple
and
angles and show it to happen multiple times.
What do you think about that?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I hate it.
I don't like it
it's
either.
It's very 80s.
I don't like that we had 12 cameras on this scene and they just keep on replaying.
Yeah. Now see from this side they don't
Here's
really do that
the
anymore they don't
no,
do
no.
that
good thing
yeah
good thing
hey so you should check out that little Usain Bolt
it gives me
YouTube
just search Corden Bolt will be right there at the top or you can search world's 10th fastest man and it'll say Tyler White and then I'll come up
is that what just that's how you do it
no but I should put that in the tag
you totally should
video.
Absolutely
it gives me a great 2 truths and a lie though moving forward
it does. You can always
race,
say, oh, can't you see his face, though? Like, when he's like, yeah, it's true. I did.
Oh, do you want to see it?
No, that was the
truth. Throw it up on the TV real
quick. That was the truth. No,
you're
the truth.
Right. Not that many people can say they've raced him, the fastest man in the world.
I wonder if a judge would ever, like, at the Olympics, be like, this is my only chance.
points the starting gun down to the guy in the first lane.
Owen Wilson was a part of the bit too. It's a good bit. Check it out.
Dude,
and while you're checking things out,
Wilson, that first of all, he did that was unscripted.
Yeah,
him jumping the gun.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, and that I watched the clip.
He had a false start by about 30 yards.
I watched that clip over and over. He is booking it off that line. That
he
far
really
away
thinks.
Shot where the camera's all the way down the finish line. He's just pulling away from everybody. It's
he must
so
be just glorious
funny.
In his head. Like, thank God I didn't kill myself.
I've
this
never stretched prior to exercise.
But Colin
Quinn tore his ACL by And the doctor said it was because he didn't stretch before he played basketball. Like a friendly little pickup game of basketball, and he's got a full leg cast. Quinn,
look at him. He looks like a beer can.
But he plays basketball every single day. Yeah. And like I was like, what the hell happened? He's got a cast from above his knee
over his
entire foot. Uh-huh. And he's got one of those wheelie things that you place the cast on and wheel yourself around.
Those
yeah.
So while you're over there checking that Usain Bolt races Tyler C. White, also check out Groupers the Movie. It's fairly important that you check out Groupers the Movie. If you have not yet, I know there's plenty of you who still have not, because I see the numbers of plays and whatnot. And I hate the idea of myself on video for the most part, but it's the only way to do what is necessary to get the funding needed for this year project.
You hit 35% today?
I think I'm at 34%.
That's great.
Right now. Yeah, which we're a week and a day in, so... We're on track. This is historically what campaigns do to succeed. But I got to keep the momentum going somehow. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, and I mean, if you really think about it, raising over 30% is fantastic.
It is. But
even if you don't really think about it,
far from
if you don't think about it, if you think about it too much,
can you imagine though? Like if
you obsess on it,
if it just stopped,
all consumed,
be horrified. Yeah, what
do you think the feeling is going to be when you actually hit the 100% mark? Is it going to be a feeling of relief, joy?
The feeling is going to be a $75,000 party.
Excitement, anticipation, or buyer's remorse?
No, it's going to be absolute and total elation and joy.
And she's going to flee to Russia with $75,000.
And I'm going, it's going
to
be like...
That's 2 million rubles to you.
It's essentially like
you can make all your movies.
I could. Mm, North Korea, could. Even more so.
You can support yourself by making those Russian porns.
It's like...
18-year-old hot Russian model loves taking it in the ass.
All right. We're not doing that. It's almost exactly like prepping to... climb Everest, and there's so much work that goes into it, and then once you finally get all your gear packed and you're ready to go, except usually that's the case just to prep a movie, and I got to do the pre-prep, which is getting the funding so I have money to prep.
Plus your movie almost got shut down by Netflix.
Fuckflix. I that's my own fault, and I take full responsibility. Did you get any repercussions from that?
I just got the notification that like your post has been removed by a copyright
claim.
Couple
of my team members actually had their Facebook suspended for a couple hours. Yeah.
Why?
Because it was my own fault. I have a sweepstakes going right now. It's probably going to be ending right when this thing airs. Friday at midnight it airs. This is our first sweepstakes. I'm going to have a few. Actually, the next sweepstakes is going to be tight. It's going to be the even tighter than this one. It's going to be one of those projector lamps that I have.
Why are you saying that it's going to be bad? You can't say that.
Yeah.
Don't spend your money on this one, guys. Hold off for 3 weeks.
Apple's coming out and going, here's the 7, but wait till September.
Equal in value, because this one, the one that's going right now, but it probably is just about over if it's not already over. It's free Netflix for a year. I'm just buying you free Netflix for a year. If you already have Netflix... I will just reimburse you for a full year of Netflix, whatever that turns out to be, as well as one of the premium Cold Cockle production care packages, which is a $500 value, which has like an actual prop from the set and shot glass and mug and everything. Like the whole, all the swag and the shirt and DVD, all this stuff. And it's a $600 value plus. But the projector that I'm getting from my buddy Tim, projector lamp is fucking sweet.
Yeah, those lamps are cool.
$600.
So what happened with Netflix? You haven't gotten to the
point. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. It's called the early bird sweepstakes because it was supposed to be for the first week. And then I screwed up and in one of my posts, because I got the Netflix logo up there,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I don't think was a problem. But then one of the posts I wrote, I instead of calling it the early bird sweepstakes, I called it the free Netflix for a year sweepstakes. And I think that's probably what triggered them.
Yep.
They probably have some software out there that alerts them to such
things.
Why
were they upset about it?
Because who am I to give away their product for a year?
And it implies an endorsement.
Them. And my little movie.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to be trickery and try and make it seem like Netflix is, you know, part of the program. They're not. Nor I don't think they would want to be because it's a little controversial. But I got a cease and desist, and they threatened to shut down the page forever if I were to. And it was all over the place. I had Netflix stuff everywhere, so I was like scrambling to like tear it all down. Yeah. But groupersofthemovie.com is where you can see illicit.
It's kind of cool.
It kind of was. I got a lot of emails from listeners saying, what are you going to call them now?
Breaking the law.
Disaster like plumbing.
Because I already called them fuckflix.
Company will sue us. Send us a cease and desist.
I should have just switched over to Amazon Prime for a year. Immediately.
That is free Hulu for a year, everybody.
You still got to watch ads.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to After Disaster, everybody. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano to my right, laying down as though I am his therapist. And there is Ty Ty slouching.
Late Late Show's ninth fastest man.
Straight ahead at my 12 o'clock. And we are coming to you live from the world famous improv upstairs in the podcast lounge. Is that what they call
it? I don't know what this room is. It's just a weird like cigar lounge, steakhouse, private gentleman's club.
It's nice. It's very nice. Come on in.
I don't know what you want to call it.
It's like a loungy area.
We do this bit every time we're in here.
Yeah,
we try to explain it.
It's where your parents would have food at a Mexican restaurant.
And no, it's no, where no, the key party.
This would be an Italian restaurant.
Not a key party.
This would be a steakhouse.
No, it's Mexican. Look at with the adobe.
This is where you'd have an eyes brick. Wide shut party.
It is not like that at all.
Yeah, is totally it? Is. So put your giant bird mask on.
The guy
on.
In the bird mask just said yes as he walked out of the room.
Are you excited? Are you following that the news of those furries in OC that killed the...
Yeah, I mean, I heard that when it broke, it's probably a bit of a local story, but I'm more annoyed at how the media is just...
It's jumping on
so
the furry
excited.
Bandwagon.
They're so excited.
It's given us a like, lot of... I mean, it's given them a lot of us.
Here's what happened.
It's given furries... It's giving furries a lot more exposure than they
negative
thought they
exposure.
Would get.
Negative exposure. And they already get a bad
that.
Rap, I think.
I don't know.
What? Of course it is. All right, so a mom and a... Tyler, are you familiar? A mom and a dad got killed, as well as their family friend, like a friend of theirs, and a six-year-old little girl, their daughter, found them and had to call the cops and say, Mommy and Daddy are dead. Last I heard, they weren't even telling how they died.
Mommy's all right.
And then
Daddy's
it turns out that they had
right.
a teenage
nope.
daughter, too, who was missing, and they tracked her down, and she and two other dudes
yeah.
are
something
being like implicated.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, two other raccoons.
And then they found out that, so one of their friends came forward and said, oh, yeah, I know that girl and I know those guys. They hang out with us. We're a group that calls ourselves the Furries. And then, of course, you can imagine the fucking media nerds going, you're what? I'm sorry, furry? What is that? And
they're
now they're just having a field day.
The media is so out of touch.
They're so lame.
Because the furries are not a secret. And it should be something that's in your,
they're acting,
it's on your radar at least somewhat. Everyone I've heard talking about it is shocked.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you dress up?
And they think they're so funny and clever,
yeah,
and they're
yeah.
talking so... I feel like a furry, almost.
Right.
Yeah.
You're being triggered.
I am.
Okay, maybe. We have a listener who is a furry, and she... I already told you this, that she's willing to make us costumes.
You did not tell me this.
I absolutely did. I'll forward you her email. She's very, very supportive.
Tyler, did you hear this story?
And she's willing to make us tails and heads, and we can go to our own convention.
Our own convention.
You know what the bullshit is, though? Mm. I heard the an unauthorized spokesperson for the furries today on the radio talking about it and explaining the whole thing. And he was talking about how strict they are with their guidelines as to absolutely no sexual activity will take place. It's not for that. And you're like, that's all it's for.
Now you're going to get an angry letter from the person you just said is very supportive of the show. Yeah. We used to have furries call in all the time to Loveline, be like, it's not about sex. That's a side part of it.
Everything is about sex.
This podcast is about
because
us
that
getting
totally,
poon-tango.
That's true.
It totally comes up. That absolutely comes up just in the last couple days with the media. They immediately go to the sex part. And I think the sex part is about as much of a part of it as anything is. It's like saying people go to bars to have sex.
Yeah.
No, they go to bars to socialize and have some social lubricant and little liquid courage, and they might meet somebody, and they might end up having sex.
Maybe
just like any
lubricant.
Group. Trek convention, is that about sex? No, but I'm sure there's
right.
some sex there.
No, you have a point. You have a point. It's not about sex, but I'm sure there's some deviant, weird sex happening.
But and I think that a lot of like
weird
fools
because it's people that are probably only having
Spock.
Sex once a year. Did you say sucked by Spock? I like that.
I think a lot of people, it's so easy, especially these people in the media that are trying to like make it entertaining, just immediately go straight to the sex stuff. And yeah, I've seen the little stuffed animals with the giant dicks and whatnot. That's kind of disturbing. Hmm. You've seen those,
I haven't
right?
seen that.
No? Oh, I've seen them.
No, but I still think we should go to one of those conventions.
I've been to one, like 3 or 4 times.
But you haven't been to the convention. You've just seen them in the lobby.
Yeah, but that's like the best part because you're there in the wild.
I know, but that doesn't count as actually going into.
That's when they're letting their
den.
Guards down and their masks off.
Oh, yeah. That's where they take their tails off and relax. Yeah.
Do you think like
put their tails up
like Mickey Mouse mascots are like looked down upon? Are they
posers? No, I think they probably look down on them.
Or what if you're like an what if you go as some, like an exotic rare animal, like a albino buffalo?
Or like
is
a
that better or like worse? An iguana.
I think it's probably worse.
Oh yeah, you go as an iguana and they're like, that's not fair.
I think that the animals do have to be kind of sexy though, right? Like you can't go as
like
an amoeba.
A fox, a chick dressed up, a chick wearing fox ears and a tail and just her panties is sexy.
This is a good Trump or Corona.
What?
That's a good Trump or Corona.
But you know what I mean?
It's I have a lot of, by like the way. I have a lot of new ones.
But since you let the cat out of the bag, they're all Coronas.
No, these ones are...
Oh, they're both?
Mixed them up.
Nice.
Some of them are Trumps.
Nice.
A girl wearing a tail is going to be sexy for some weird reason.
Has Trump ever like said, you've just been Trumped? Do you think he's ever done that? And then like walked out of the room?
It probably didn't work out, so he stopped.
What now, Corona, let's talk about sexy furries again. When you think about the furries, though, their animals are always sexy. Like, they don't pick like a rhinoceros.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I wonder if you would be rejected or not be accepted as much if we went as an animal that wasn't that cute.
But once again, if you equate it to just like the regular world and the regular life and like non-furry life, every person that shows up at a bar is trying to look their best.
I like how defensive you guys were of the furry community. And so you were like, yo, but you have to be a sexy thing. Like, you instantly went into,
no, we're examining. We're trying to figure it out. That's the case, though. They're always like wolves and foxes and what else?
Always.
Horses. So this person that was on the radio speculated, or he insinuated, and the hosts speculated that this was all because of a Disney movie, I think Robin Hood, or one of the movies where all the animals
I wonder if we were listening to the same thing. Were they talking about the jockstrap?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're talking to listen to the exact same program at the exact same time. But
they think it all, because he said
it all came from, they're reading like Wikipedia or something. They're learning about it in real time on the show.
Because I didn't know like one Disney movie could spur on an entire movement like this.
No, I think it's a full catalog, and I think that it's deep-rooted in childhood.
Well, Steamboat Willie started that whole mouse piloting boats.
Yeah.
It started with the racist movement within cartoons.
We should put a mouse in a Mickey Mouse costume and super glue his arms to a little wheel on a little remote control boat and send him out. People will love it.
Why would we do that?
People will love it. It'll teach him a lesson. No more cheese. No more cheese, asshole.
The mouse?
Yeah.
Why are we teaching a poor little innocent mouse a lot? Hey, are furries mice or rats? I don't think so.
Why not?
Are they rats?
I believe there's rats at the furry convention.
Really?
Because
there has to be.
It just seems like that would be an easy costume. You just throw some whiskers on and a tail. Say I'm a rat.
Hey, The Secret of NIMH is currently streaming if you're a Prime member on old
Secret
Amazon.
Of NIMH used to scare me when I was a kid.
I really enjoyed it. It's what made me first want to be a furry.
Really?
Yeah. I think the whole furry thing comes from like deep-rooted childhood.
Yeah.
Probably trauma when you're watching these cartoons when you're a kid. And like doing some self-soothing maybe while watching them. I don't know. I bet there's something
at the top of the list on the furry convention? Make sure the air conditioning works.
Yeah, it would suck to be a hot
you don't
hot
want
day.
That to go down if you're the guy who's if you're the assistant manager in charge of the convention center. You don't want to have AC problems on that day.
The OC convention that they have is always in May. It's usually warm.
Well, fun
fact,
I wonder where the biggest collection of furries is.
It seems like the OC.
That's odd, isn't it?
I don't know. I think you have to have a little bit of money.
White people problems. Yeah.
I can't really see like the furries taking off in the urban communities.
That's another good Trump or Anderson.
I'd like to... that's a great question. I'm
sure really
there's
see
always...
the furries taking off in the inner cities.
There's got to be a couple of people that you don't expect at the furry convention. There's got to be.
Coming this fall, my new line of Trump furry.
I wonder why a designer doesn't jump on this and just flat out just exploit their entire little group.
I think that they would be smart. I think they're also pretty smart for the most part. I think you got to be a certain level of intelligence to go down the furry road. You know what I mean?
How come?
Because I think that most people that aren't smart enough will just do other things to deal with whatever it is that they're trying to escape. Like, I think you got to kind of be
anger manifest itself in
this is
in
like
long,
20
long
more
road
minutes
trips.
Of furry talk than I thought I would be having today.
Furry talk all night.
All right, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about corporations killing and ruining things.
Like,
but before that, are we going to talk about how your child is going to just drip out at any moment?
Wow, yeah, she's very, very close.
She,
My wife is close.
Oh.
Jillian is close. I think she's like 16 days away from the due date right now, so we're still a couple weeks out, and it's her first. So
yeah, you're 2 days from the 2 week window, when it could just be anytime.
Well, it could be anytime, anytime. I got an email from a listener saying that
could be anytime, anytime.
He had a daughter 3 months premature, and she's like a beautiful, healthy little 3-year-old, I think, right now. And
that's technically she's
all right, Tyler.
2 months, two years, seven months.
I'm just glad we're not talking about the new zodiac sign and how we're all different. I did hear about that. Yeah,
let's not. I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah,
we're all something different.
What does that mean?
We're not what we were.
What are you, Libra?
I'm a Taurus.
I knew it.
No, so am I.
So I'm not a Taurus anymore.
No, we're not Tauruses anymore.
So all those things that you're blaming on being a Taurus,
we're not Taurus.
I didn't even know what my qualities would be as a Taurus. So
I think I'm a Ram now. Which is pretty much the same thing.
I'm a lamb now?
Wait, what am I then? Ram. I was Ram. Aries.
Well, I don't... Yeah, I'm an Aries.
I don't want to be a ram.
No, we're not going to talk about this.
This is fucking bullshit, man. Bullshit.
Ram's better than bull.
I don't like... Who switched it up?
NASA, I think, which is weird that NASA is in charge of stars and is also in charge of the zodiac.
I read a headline and it said something along the lines of like, NASA says, don't worry, astrology is still fake.
Was it The Onion?
Then why do they have that section of the newspaper?
So
yeah, why did NASA plant that with their computerized chips?
They should make it NASA astrology, where they tell you like
NASA
astrology.
I guess there's always been 13 different what do you call them out there? The 13 constellations.
Yeah.
And somebody along the line said, fuck it, we're just going with 12 months, fuck the 13th. And then recently somebody came out and said, we shouldn't say fuck the 13th, everyone should have
their
share.
Wait, so like for a while everyone was hush-hush, they're like, don't tell the people one of the...
I'm sure there's somebody...
The Zodiac?
Really I'm sure there is some old crazy witch.
Now the Zodiac killer, all his things are completely wrong.
Oh, he's so screwed.
Ah, you ruined
it! He's so pissed.
His codes are fucked
he
up.
Might come back. Maybe this is all just to lure him back out.
Oh, what if they catch him now?
Guys, big mistake this whole time. I thought I was a Libra, but I was actually a Taurus.
I don't believe in astrology. I don't give a shit about people's...
When you're really down on your luck, though, you find yourself kind of bruising, right? Have you noticed
you're
that?
Like, what page
when you're
is that
really
in the,
having
in
bad
the,
times
you,
in your
you
life?
You see what LA you want to see in life, because when I crack up in a fortune cookie and it says goodwill is coming your way, I'm like, fuck, thanks.
Yeah.
Good. Fuck, thanks.
Yeah. Fuck, thanks, God. My dad always had the exact same joke every time we were at Chinese food and he would open his fortune cookie, he'd get this like surprised and like worried look in his face every single time. I probably saw this 100 times in my life. He'd break it open, he'd go, oh no. It says you will die a slow and painful death.
Yeah, I have the same joke that I've done every single time.
I've said that on the show before. I know that.
Of children.
What's that?
Which is I open it up and I say, I peed in your rice.
I peed in your rice?
Mm-hmm.
That's the joke.
I've seen the one that it says that wasn't chicken.
Really?
Mm.
Okay, so our astrological signs are different. What's the new one? What's the 13th?
Ochochowara.
Ochoria. Ophiuchus.
Yeah,
Ophiuchus.
Jillian, this is Ophiuchus.
Ooh,
is she really?
Ophiuchus.
What is it?
It's the new one.
Those of you born between November 29th and December 17th, you are now all Ophiuchuses.
I believe it's Ophiuchi.
Okay, what am I April 23rd?
No, it says Ophiuchuses.
Let him do the Ophiuchuses.
So am I, did I have to move on to something
else?
What's
your birthday?
April 23rd.
Yeah, wait, you're Aries now.
Yeah,
no fucking way.
We're
are
both
you serious?
Aries now, yeah.
You weren't even Taurus before.
Yeah, I was.
You were Pisces.
Nope. I was Taurus.
What?
When? What? No.
April 23rd. Yes, I was. For sure.
Were you wrong?
Uh-uh.
I got to look this up.
What are you?
I'm May 11th.
you we're all Aries now.
We all are?
We're the Aries disaster.
You're Aries too?
Oh, AD.
Crazy.
Up.
I don't like it.
That's so boring that all of our fortunes are the same every month.
Well, we should open every show with reading our daily fortune or weekly.
Hey, you guys will be happy to know that I learned something about myself this weekend.
We're going to read our fortune, then we're going to hear about your learning experience.
Well, I'm a different person than you thought I was.
How's that? Wait, now what?
What's it called? Horoscope.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, April 21st to about May 21st. Is Taurus. So Chrono's right. He knows where he is.
I knew that.
But now it's May 16th to June 16th.
Aries. Today, our daily horoscope.
What is it? Tell us.
You and two.
Do we want to be Aries in love or just.
No, we don't need Aries in love.
Why not? Why not?
Because two of us are
do
married.
Do we want our monthly? Monthly?
Yeah. No, do they have a weekly?
Weekly.
We should do weekly every week. We should open up with it. The Aries brother. Oh, no, Aries brother.
Is this what happened in the previous week, or is this what we have to look forward to?
This is what's happening right now.
This is what's going to happen from now through October 2nd.
Okay.
God damn it.
When Mars changes signs, you tend to respond accordingly. This week, you enter Capricorn and the topmost sector of your chart.
Sweet.
That's all I need to know.
You may find that you're more ambitious than usual, and eager to gain some recognition for your work. Goddamn right.
This sounds
Mars will be
like terrible personality traits.
Mars will be here for 6 weeks, so use this opportunity to further your plans.
Is Mars in retrograde still?
No, that's
Is Mars a hot chick?
On another positive note,
you're such a horny man.
No, it's Mick Mars.
Oh, Mick Mars will be here for 6 weeks.
He'll be here to scratch sabbatical.
He'll be here getting like some old man facial cream.
Old man facial is the worst thing you've ever said.
Trump or Chrono. On another positive note, Friday's new moon can be useful for taking a relationship to the next level.
Sweet.
Or if
threesome, honey.
Or if it's a... It's already a threesome. Or if it's that's a true. Budding romance going on a first date. So basically, we're going to get our dicks wet. We're going to get recognized for our accomplishments.
We're going to demand recognition. We're not going to just going to get recognized.
And we're going to further our plans.
We got a big week, fellas.
Oh, fuck. I was going to do something else on Friday. I guess I got a date now.
Aries disaster. That's terrible.
Changing the name of the show.
Aries disaster. Horrible. I hate this. I don't like being an Aries. I liked it much more being a Taurus.
And Aries is a ram, right?
Do you want to see what your horoscope would have been?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want some... Like,
you're a piece of shit loser.
What were you before, Ty?
I've always been Aries.
Is this... Oh, so you didn't change?
Oh, wait. Wait, maybe I
you're changed. Not Aries anymore, you idiots. Everyone changed. Is this the worst segment we've ever done? All right, what were you?
I'm not going to get recognized for work or get my dick wet?
No, none of that's happening. That's just for Mike and I now.
Fuck. God, what am I now?
We can't be the Aries disaster. Well, we can be. You just got to go back to the old style where you don't talk.
But are you still an Aries?
I am Pisces now.
Oh, no. That's a chick one.
What?
It's like a mermaid or something.
It's a fish.
February 16th. No, wait, no. March 11th to April 18th is Pisces. What the
Pisces
fuck?
Pisces is so lame. Hey,
is this legit?
That's fish,
it's
right?
It's absolutely unlegit.
Wait, what do you mean it's legit? That it moved or that the things come true?
That it moved. Like that it moved.
Yes, it moved. Absolutely.
Why
moved.
Is this not bigger news?
It is.
It is.
I've looked at the newspaper
the
twice
disaster.
Today.
Dude, if we're covering it, it's
I looked
out there.
At the news twice.
I saw nothing
Trump
about it.
News twice.
I saw nothing about this.
I looked
breaking.
I read the best
news.
Papers. I read the best news. I looked at it twice today. Fantastic. I heard that the astrological signs changed.
You know
what
my you know what my favorite new Trump thing is that I'm going to try breaking out.
What?
Tell me something I've done. Just anything.
Mike, you've taken a lot of pictures.
No, I didn't. Nope.
Not true. I like when she's like in the debate.
Wrong.
She said, and you didn't pay your taxes because I'm smart.
Yeah.
Made me like him. Made me like him a little bit.
I hate him so much. I'm starting to like him too. I'm like, you know what?
Jillian just sits there watching going, he's so disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. So does Tara. Tara's taking notes. I'm like, you know what?
Ooh, mine is good, guys. You're going to wish you were Pisces. Mm-hmm. Money matters looking promising.
Maybe I will
this
be next
week.
Month.
Looking promising this week, as you could get a windfall, refund, or gift of cash at just the right time. Yeah, baby. This could be one of the better times to start a business, particularly on Friday when the new moon is in your business zone. Mm. And it can help you get your enterprise off to a cracking start.
Enterprise.
In fact, the next 12 months can see you doing
like my,
extremely well. Your
I'm
social
be
life
date.
Is about to get very busy,
we'll
too.
Pick you up.
I'm going to be getting down so on a date on Friday, and you're going to be working at home, toiling away under new business.
While I'm getting recognition for all of my deeds.
What did you use
finally.
To be?
Recognition you wanted so bad. Okay, I don't like this. I like being Taurus. Okay. I like being a bull better than being a whatever I am now.
Do you want to know what your horoscope would have been if you were still a Taurus?
All right, can we get off
hope
the fucking horoscopes?
But don't you want to know?
Okay, I want
to know. You kind of want to know. Okay.
Yeah, let's see what it would have been. Let's see what it's... You know what? It might change again. Who knows?
Ooh, teen horoscope.
Teen horoscope?
Yeah.
Right. Tyler, Michael. What the fuck?
Tyler, Michael. Nice. This would have been your... This would have been your horoscope. Travel and venture beckon as Mars hikes into your exploration sector. This is like erotic. And encourages you to leave your comfort zone and discover new things. This focus might encourage you to go on vacation or set you thinking about doing business abroad. If you're eager to upgrade your skill set, this could be when you choose a class and decide to go for it. Regarding lifestyle issues, the new moon on Friday can be a call to improve your wellness routine.
That's horrible. That's very vague. New moon on Friday. It's a Duran Duran song, but it's Monday. You know what's funny?
This horoscope was like, you might want to go somewhere, and maybe you'll go to the gym finally, fatty.
you know what's funny, though, about that is I have had such a desire to split town and go up north for the last like 5 days.
Yeah, you know what's funny about that? I did that yesterday.
Yeah, how was it?
You guys are staying true to your roots.
I drove 701 miles.
So 701.
From 8 a.m. till 1 a.m. when I got home.
Yeah? How was it? Was it feel good?
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
There's a podcast that will... I recorded the entire thing. I recorded most of the podcast with a bunch of video elements, but so I don't want to burn it all. But
let me guess. You went to Death Valley?
Nope.
You woke up at 8 a.m.
You went to Madonna Inn.
I went to Yosemite.
You've never been, right?
I was driving and driving and driving.
Did you pay to get in?
And driving and driving. I paid to get in. Got a week pass. Might go back. Doubt it.
Why don't you get a week pass? Why wouldn't you just pay the $20?
Because he's a
tourist. $30 for the week.
You never been there before?
Never been there before.
Were you awe-inspired?
I was complaining on the podcast. I go, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I go, this is just like any other mountain, and I'm going to keep on going until I see something cool.
I feel like something's about to hit
him. Did you go Half Dome?
No, he didn't.
I'm recording. This is the first time this has ever happened on a recording where something, I mean, everything happens in real time while I'm recording the podcast. But this one was,
what?
Right as I said, dear Yelp, this place, and I went, oh my fucking God, and I came out of that tunnel.
Yes.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Yes, I know exactly.
And it was beautiful.
You pull off to the left?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
And it was beautiful, and I checked out a couple of other spots. It was truly fantastic, but it wasn't worth the what took me about 6 hours.
Well, most
and 45
people don't do it that way,
there.
Michael. They go on a trip and
it's not like a stop,
they have a destination, and then they stop there and they check in, and then they.
But it's a long way. It's a long ways away.
Well, so is Hawaii.
Yeah, true.
Doesn't make it not
Death
beautiful.
Valley is a much easier drive,
but it's not nearly.
Especially
as beautiful
if you wake
as
up at 8.
When I went with Jillian to Yosemite probably 7 years ago now, and we were driving at night, we got into the park at night, and we're like, we couldn't see anything. And then I just saw this black, and I'm like, that's not the sky. Look at, that's the sky.
Yeah.
The full-on black is not the, that's got to be like an edifice. And then we drove back the next day. We did the loop. It's like a seven-mile loop.
That's the 14th horoscope edifice.
And I'm like, holy shit, this place is amazing. And then the next morning, we're going to leave. I set my alarm for 4:30. I don't wake up early good.
Yeah.
I set it for 4:30. I drove through there, just Stan and I. Like, we got there like right as dawn was approaching, and it was one of the most glorious drives of my life. Pulled off to the side. Some redneck's like, want me to put on your tire chains? So I'm like, no, I'm good. We're almost slid off the road, but then
I
pulled off to the left.
Did you just try to slip in a tire chain story?
I was trying to slip in his tire chain.
It was a different tire chain. That was before tire chains, too. That was the trip before tire chains. And I pulled off the side. We had Stan and I had that entire parking lot to ourselves, and it was cold as shit, and the sun was just coming up, and we saw that whole like view of El Capitan and Half Dome, and it's that iconic picture you see everywhere.
I gotta say, I didn't go that deep into it, but I did run into some photographers who were shooting a wall, and the guy was showing me some pictures he's taken, and it was
unbelievable. Ansel Adams,
like, I can't even explain the picture he showed me over some lake where the reflection of the stars in the lake was just as bright as it was in the sky.
Wow.
And he goes, you could go here right now and get the same picture. He goes, because there's no moon tonight, and it's only about 40 minutes away. And I was like, I was fucking exhausted. I woke
Coffee.
Up at 6.
Cook it.
Why didn't you just
It was
sleep
like
there?
7 o'clock at night, and it was getting
dark.
Yeah,
why don't you just check in, dude? Or sleep
Whatever
in your
happened,
car.
Yeah, your car camp.
What's going on with you, Mike?
And
why you got to get back to your apartment?
In my head, it was like, I got to get back.
Why don't you get out of your head?
Yeah.
Get out of your head.
I if I go back, I will
get
definitely.
Out of your head.
Wait, so
and into your car.
Do you
car.
Understand his reasoning? Like he thinks it would be better if it wasn't so far away.
Yeah, yeah.
But now he might go back in the same week, which will make it twice as far away.
Yeah. Did you just ask me if I understand Mike Crono's reasoning?
Yeah, 1,400 miles I'll put on the car.
You shouldn't do that to your.
It was
car.
Too much driving. I can tell you that much. Well,
it's not designed for that,
Mike. What did you just talk?
What if you lived in the old West? What would you do?
Yeah.
To yourself,
take a wagon
I recorded.
Out west.
Hey, when I went to
you would like leave New York, go out west, and then you'd come back.
Yeah. The same
when
year.
I went to the Grand Canyon, the podcast was 4 hours and 25 minutes long, and that's just clips. But this is only.
Do you think you're causing any mental illness out there?
No, I think I'm curing it.
You think so?
Yeah, who's, I'm serious.
You think people might listen to it though and like slip into some kind of psychosis a little bit?
I hope not.
I think they might.
Or do I hope so? My evil plan. Does it say anything in the horoscope about my new plan?
The more crazy people out there, the less crazy I feel.
Yeah. You want to know, you guys might notice something different in the way I act in the near future because I found out on Sunday that I'm Jewish.
I thought you were going to say a different sign, mm-hmm. which we all
which I already knew.
That was
by
also
the way.
A good Trump.
But how Jewish are you? Because you were talking about this on the last show.
Less than half.
Well, how is that going to change who you are?
Yeah, I'm a lot cheaper now. I feel a lot more.
He gets
more.
To make all the jokes.
That's right.
Now.
That's exactly what I'm. That's what I'm getting to. That's what I'm getting.
You're
to.
An anti-dentite.
I'm allowed to say whatever I want now about my people, and their plight.
See? There's this great episode of Seinfeld. Jillian and I were just. I was laughing so hard with her talking about it just a couple days ago, where Bryan Cranston actually he's a dentist, right, and he converts to Judaism. And they think that he converted just for the jokes. And he's like overt with the jokes, like overnight, as soon as he converts and he becomes a Jew. And Jillian, remember this one line where he's like doing the dental work and he's talking to his assistant. He goes, hand me a stickle of fluoride. Hand me a stickle of fluoride. You get the jokes, you motherfucker.
That's right.
I want the jokes.
That's right.
I get no jokes.
I get the Indian you want to know jokes? How I found out? My uncle did the DNA swab. Have you done that yet?
I did it. Yeah, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. I'm 2%.
Are you familiar? Oh, did we talk about this already?
We talked about the DNA ancestry a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, did we talk about the Neanderthal?
I don't think so, no.
How much Neanderthal are you?
Like 2% or 4% or something like that?
40% Neanderthal?
No, 2 or 4%. I don't remember, but I want to do the test.
I was going off the eyebrows.
For myself, so that I can find out if I have any African in me.
So you're going off of relatives?
Then I am
DNA.
I can say the N-word. I'm a Jew. I right? can do whatever jokes.
I got 2% black in me, and I don't feel like I can say the N-word.
I don't think you can really? Say it either. I'm going to make a hard judgment on that one.
Yeah. No, I'm 2% North African.
Anyway.
2% North African.
2% North Jew. African.
And I'm like, I'm mostly West European and Irish. It's German yeah. Irish is what I've always thought.
I got some Irish too.
How much does the kit cost?
I got it for my mom.
$75 or something.
Was it really?
Like that?
I had to send it off twice, too. The first one didn't take.
There's two, though.
You should do what I should totally do Stanley just to fuck with them. See what
the
they
Smithstone,
say.
The Smithsonian
I should totally get
one.
Stanley spittle.
The Smithsonian one apparently is more accurate. If you go through this.
Yeah, I was a little bit bummed out with that. Like, and you're a 40% West European. Thanks. That's like 9 countries.
Yep.
The Smithsonian one, they check you against like every bone.
Tyler. Uh-huh.
They have a vault of bones.
Cost $700 million. We should have the results back
Wait,
in 8 years.
Which
We've got
relative?
Our team of 45 scientists working on it.
Which relative did this?
Just so you can know if you can
brother.
Say the N-word.
So your uncle.
Yeah.
So you don't know the half of it. Dude.
What do you mean?
You only know
literally.
The half of it.
Yeah, that's
literally.
Correct.
Right, so he's 20.
Literally
he's,
the half.
He's 80% Jewish?
He is, he's like 65%. He goes, 65% Eastern European, and I went Jewish, right? And he went, oh yeah. He goes, well, we already knew that. And I was like, well, my mom denies it. And he goes, well, we already
does
knew
Does she
that.
Deny the Holocaust, too?
I don't know. She believes in Jesus, so she probably does.
I don't think that
not
means...
Not related at all.
She believes the Bible is literal, so why wouldn't she deny the Holocaust?
Well, because I don't think the Bible covers the Holocaust.
Mike, do you know what the Holocaust is?
You know what the Bible is.
It's... what I'm saying is, if she takes the Bible literally, why wouldn't she deny something that we know?
You
know,
is that crazy
not,
to take?
Yeah,
that,
her head is not making sense.
Gotcha.
Okay,
I wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah. Like if you, like she takes it literally,
right?
And,
okay.
And
okay.
I mean, very literally. Why wouldn't she deny it? She denies that dinosaurs existed.
Does she really?
Yes.
She's creationist.
What?
Creationist.
Yeah.
Well, she thinks like
she believes she believes dinosaurs were planted by Jesus or by God to test our faith.
Yeah, which is the worst.
Yeah.
It's not a bad theory. At least it's a theory.
It's not a bad one if you're trying to make one.
I mean,
up.
At least I always liked, I think I brought it up on the show, like, I always liked the idea that you come up with a theory that lizards' bones expand when they're buried for a long time.
that's a great
That's
one.
Not a bad theory, right? It's better than Jesus out there planting them.
Jesus planted the dinosaur bones so that all of our F-150s could cruise around America.
Yeah, that's not too bad. That's a good idea. Ford should bring that up in the Bible Belt.
Uh-huh.
You know, my mom also is not known for her mental stability. She also is the person who told me like 3 weeks ago, last time I saw her, I said, why do you have towels tucked under the front door? She said, because lizards can collapse their bodies and get in.
Yeah,
that's
I
true,
heard
though.
I think that's true with cockroaches.
Because I had some gross lizards in my house the other day.
When they were flat? Were they expanding when you caught them? Were they like going to, shuffling back up to normal size?
Once I killed it, there's
you're laying in bed and you
Tyrannosaurus just bones in my backyard.
Did you really have lizards in your house?
One lizard.
What? Was it an alligator lizard? No, I get those all the time.
It was
time.
Like one of those weird skink ones that like the tail was like 20 inches long.
Ugh. What?
Ugh. No, it's an alligator lizard.
Really upsetting.
Yeah,
I don't like
it's
that
great
at all.
When the lizard, when the tails come off and they continue to move hours later.
Don't
Jillian,
like that at
the
all.
The cat's got it hanging
it's
out
really
of its mouth.
Not great.
That's pretty great. I like to thank an anonymous AD. Listen to this. How nice is this? I opened it up right after the program last week. Remember, I forgot that I had mail. Yeah. And I opened it up, and it was an Amazon card for Atticus, for my unborn child, from from a listener, right?
Yeah.
For a hundo. That's very nice. Very, very nice. For Atticus, for Amazon. No name. Anonymous AD.
Someone's mad right now because they totally want to get credit. They just completely forgot to write their name on
They wrote anonymous AD. That's what he wrote, or she wrote.
Oh, it's like
it looked like man writing.
Because it was spelled right.
But Jillian was thrilled, and it's the first time that we've ever gotten something like that, like anonymous, what's like an actual amount. You know?
That's crazy.
It's pretty nice. So thank you, Anonymous Adir.
And I thank you, Kay, for another wonderful card that it's going to be a struggle for me to read because
it's written
so,
in pink
so long and I'm
and
so
it's
dumb.
Small. Writing, but you got glasses.
I'm so dumb.
All Jews have glasses.
I'm so lazy. Hey.
You got to do the thing. You got to do the swab testy thing.
Yeah.
I could use the
it's
Amazon
card. It's
called
the swab sticker, right?
I could use the Amazon card to buy you one.
Nah, I got it. Okay. I'll take care of my own.
All right.
Right?
You don't want to steal from my child's mouth?
Is that what it's called?
Okay, if you promise me you're going to deprive your child of $100 worth of food, I'll do it.
Swab sticker? Yeah.
It's a stickle of swab.
You're not picking up.
A swastika, yes, I'm getting it. Okay. Yeah, you're going down the Holocaust road again. I don't know why you want to go so dark, Ty. Tyler's looking away in shame right now.
No, I'm 100% not. I'm leaning into it.
Okay, you're not leaning into it.
The word Holocaust has been around The word Holocaust has been around.
Tyler and I are looking at each other like...
I'm just curious if you guys know the answer to this, because I'll readily admit I'm dumb, and
I'm really dumb, and I have no idea what the answer is.
The word Holocaust, is that a word that was developed... Is that a word that comes from the Holocaust, or was that a word before that, and it was applied to the Holocaust?
I believe it was from before. I don't think they invented a word for like, this is so terrible.
Yeah, but you never
we
hear,
need to create a name
but
for
do
this.
They go about the Holocaust? Did they talk about the Holocaust of Italy in 1822?
I think it has to do with language probably, right?
I don't know, because they also say nuclear Holocaust, but that doesn't have any implication of
that's my point.
Ethnic cleansing.
What about like genocide?
Yeah, I don't know.
Genocide is definitely a word that applies to much more than...
No, it's not, though. They're one and the same, right?
The Holocaust has become the word for one event. And do you think that was a word that we applied to that horrible event?
No, we're clear on what you're asking.
Years later? No, but either. I mean, was it referred to as the Holocaust at the time, in the 40s?
Or only in retrospect?
Or did it become the Holocaust in the 50s or 60s?
Oh, I get you.
Like, was there, during the heyday of the war, did somebody refer to the Holocaust in Germany?
No, because they didn't find out about it till like the end of the war.
Okay.
The Holocaust, also known as the Ha Shoah makes it sound like a park
and Indian reservation.
Yeah, could you say Ha Shoah?
I can make that joke.
Was a genocide in which Adolf Hitler's...
You're allowed to make that joke.
Let's do a pie chart as to what jokes we're allowed to make.
Yeah. I don't think I can make many, guys.
I think you're going to get
in trouble. Fucking mix and they're boozing, huh?
You might as well ride the black train since you're 2% black.
Wow, that's a great Cronauer Trump right there.
You might as well ride the black train since you're 2% black. Well, I'm 50% Italian, so there's probably some black in there.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, ooh. So I was out of town not too long ago.
No information?
How are we going to figure... It's a very long
about
the Holocaust. Yes.
Was it like a wanderlust type Taurus out of town?
Why, what?
Yeah,
what?
That's what we talked about this already. You're wanderlusting, tourist-wise. Yeah.
No, this is a couple weeks ago.
You know what? Here's what I don't like about this whole thing, is I don't like being whatever I am now compared to what I was. I've spent a long time on this planet as a
Jewish tourist.
If you no,
as a tourist. It's the same thing, dude. You thought you were Italian.
Why don't they just rotate
Jewish?
Them a little bit so we can all keep what we want, and then new people can have the new one?
If you search Holocaust on Google, the first four results are Holocaust, Holocaust Museum, the U.S. Holocaust something.org and Holocaust jokes. So you can click on that one.
That is odd. That is odd.
That is awful.
Oh, man.
All right. So Jillian and I are out of town a couple weeks ago. Right?
And Holocaust drapery cleaners.
Forgot to bring this up.
East New Brunswick.
It says, the straight up just definition is destruction or slaughter on a mass scale, especially caused by fire or nuclear war.
And it comes from Greek.
Oh, okay. Wait, that is, oh.
Which means burn.
Oh. Wow.
Holocaust.
Oh, this is like this.
Holocaust Day.
No. The historical definition of Holocaust is a Jewish sacrificial offering that is burned completely on an altar. So there's like a really awful double meaning to the Holocaust that I never
you know what you know what
right
makes
now.
That really awful is this one sounds like it's a religious thing and then it sounds like it was co-opted to it's mean like the attempted destruction of my people. God damn it, do I have to go to synagogue now? Fuck this. Fuck this.
So why do we call the Nazi genocide of 6 million Jews and millions of others the Holocaust? It came about gradually. The lowercase Holocaust has described the violent deaths of large groups of people probably since the 18th century. But the capital Holocaust is a different story. All right, what are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing? What the fuck?
It can't be any more
Holocaust talk.
It can't be any more depressing than the This American Life that came out this week.
I don't like that show anymore. I'm off that show.
It was about this guy who his like property overlooks like... Remember when we were podcasting and Japan was being washed away by a tsunami?
Yes, yeah.
We had no idea. Like 20,000 people died. There's some guy who like has property that like overlooks that, and there's no like monument or like memorial, I guess, to the city that's just like,
it washed
gone.
Away.
So he put a like one of those English telephone booths that overlooks it, and it's called the Wind Telephone. And it was just for him initially, but then people found out about it, and so people come there, they close the door, and they pick up the phone, and they like talk.
Call the people.
They call the people.
They lost. Mm-hmm.
And so some like Japanese like news service like found out about it, and they came and like asked people if they could like record them. So like they set up a camera far away, but a microphone in the thing. So then you're hearing these people call their like lost ones who they've
never exploitative.
Got to you know.
Is it like a is it like a prayer? They're not really calling anybody, or
no people like they you hear them like they dial like
yeah, but
numbers.
Who are they talking to?
No, because like I had a really good friend who
it's
died.
It's like when you talk at a grave. It's the same.
And okay, that, like that's what I'm saying. That's
3 days later, maybe a week and a half later, I was still calling his voicemail, leaving him messages.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I guess
in, sure his parents were really happy when you filled it up.
Yeah,
voicemail is full.
I was crying.
Anderson's
yelling
got him. 40 messages. Mom's like, I want her to leave one last message.
Jeez.
And then so one guy lost his wife and his parents and his 1-year-old son and he talks to his son and he's like Issei, that's his name. It's like, and it's all being said in Japanese and then being translated too, so it's like extra like ah. It's like Issei, like I just want to hear you call me Papa one more time. And I'm like, I'm driving off the road.
Oh,
I can't.
What are we doing?
That is sad.
What are we doing?
Did they devote the whole
Why
show to it?
Why are we doing this?
No, it was half the show.
The other show was something lighthearted.
Yeah, it was just
Carnival like, popcorn. Where does it really come from?
It was just 30 minutes of wacky sound effects.
What you don't know is this guy makes the popcorn in this factory here and brings it to the kids.
You guys hear about the guy in Belarus who's trying to create like a Holocaust, but only for small children. He's trying to wipe every child under 5 years old.
No.
In Belarus.
Are you sure that's not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I'm just trying to come up with something worse than what you guys are talking about.
That was good.
I don't even know where Belarus is.
Belarus! So it used to be part of the Soviet Union.
I love that we would hear about that guy and no one's just stopping him. Hey, did you hear about that guy?
He's got a lot
trying
of followers.
To the new Holocaust 2016.
He's got a thing against 5 years.
Children only.
And
no one's stopping him. It's weird. This American Life's going there to set up a camera.
Yeah, I stopped listening. We tried to listen to this
Tonight,
American Life.
In three acts.
Sorry. Holocaust of Belarus.
Ira Sachs. Ira Sachs, not Ira Sachs.
Glass.
Ira Sachs is a filmmaker.
Glass.
Ira Glass. Ira Glass.
Glass.
Too many people over at
He's
NPR try to sound like Ira Glass, who sounds just like
what?
Fred Armisen's
What would
Jillian.
You do if you found out there was a man who hated children so much?
I like his voice. I do like the way he speaks, but I hate how everyone at NPR tries to sound just like him.
There's a couple of people. We've
can't
discussed this already,
it.
But there's a couple that mimic him to a T.
It's gross.
I want to jump through the radio. Even though I'm listening on a podcast.
I was listening. We were listening when we went out of town a couple weeks ago, and it was about the one of the guy, the tunnel up in Canada. and they found this tunnel, and they're like, what the hell? And then I thought it was very loose, and I'm sick of them being loose with how they try and connect the rest of the stories. So it was supposed to be like, it turned out that the tunnel was very innocuous, and there was, it was banal, and it was just some guy who was trying to get away from everybody. He dug like a 30-foot tunnel just to like kind of chill, because he had nowhere else to go, and it was Canada. And then they're like, it's not what, everyone was jumping to conclusions, thinking it was terrorists and this and that, and like the whole theme was things aren't always what they appear, and
it was like one dude.
He's a younger dude,
because I did hear a story about the kids who had the tunnel, and they would just go hang out in there.
It was like that, but it wasn't kids. It was just one guy, right? It was just one guy.
And then was he Middle Eastern by chance?
No, I don't think so. Maybe he was.
It was like Somalian or something.
Yeah, I did. Yes. And that was his happy place.
And it was just, he just hung out, right? He was just trying to get away.
Really, just his masturbatory, but this American Life didn't want to hear about that.
It was his actual cave.
Welcome to my jack-off cave.
and then the next story, something else.
Oh, it's my place of peace and freedom.
The whole thing was supposed to be
Said your cave of secrets? No, my cave of secrets.
Secrets. Not bad, Tyler.
Thanks.
And then the next thing was supposed to be like, you know, it's not, things aren't always what they appear. And it was some horribly abused girl who's like kept hooking up with the same abusive, much older guy. She had a black guy, and the only through line was people would assume that she got in a fight with another girl, but no, she got beaten by her boyfriend. That was the assumption, and it was just too soft.
You prefer if they just didn't say the stories were connected, and they were just like, here's three stories.
Just have some three stories. Don't try and force things.
Yeah, they do force it.
I hate when they force it. It reminds me of like working in radio, and they try and force these horrible like giveaways. And
on today's show, like Red.
When they give away Netflix for a year.
Like when they give away Netflix. Yeah, just because it's movie related. Wait a minute. No. It's
that was the cheesiest wait a minute. I know. I'm so mad at
it. I love Max. I love Max Krasny. He's founder of the show, or the original greenlighter of the show, but he used to sell ads for Loveline, and he would have me implement these horrible fucking giveaways and things that just did not work, and they're so forced. Ugh.
Carano or Trump. You got to decide if it's Carano or Trump.
So Jillian and I are out of town a couple weeks ago, right? And we're staying at this little hotel. And
that's the theme song for the game that's coming up.
Pretty good. Next. But let me tell the story real quick.
Are you talking about the MI?
What's that MI?
Madonna
Inn? Mission Impossible?
No, I was
that trip?
Yeah. It was in the same neighborhood, but it was at a much cheaper place.
Yeah.
And we hear a little action going on next door.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
A little action, right?
Like a poker game?
So,
and we're watching Aries, something.
An Aries was.
An Aries might. I don't know why it's an Aries. Why is an Aries?
Because we were talking about the Aries. You guys are going to fuck.
Oh, they're getting Aries. Yeah. So we're watching a little movie on the laptop in bed, right? And we hear something. We pushed off. It was called Chicken People, if you must know. So the documentary. I'm not going to talk about Chicken People because I'm going to talk about it on the Film Vault next week. But there's a documentary out there called Chicken People. You've heard of the Best in Show, right? The dog show.
Oh yeah.
There's one for chickens.
Ooh.
Happens every year.
It's called the Top Cock.
It should be, but it is intense. It is all sorts of foul. It's great. It's a really good documentary.
Did you just
what?
It's all sorts of foul.
Oh, I just said that just now. It works. Whatever. I didn't fucking pre-construct.
Is it in like a pretty farming?
That was a pretty poultry attempt at a pun.
Yeah, I think that the
poultry attempt at a pun.
25th
poultry attempt at a pun.
Are they show chickens or are they show chickens that are bred?
They're show. Yeah, they breed them. They breed them. No, they breed them for show.
Like, this is the finest eating chicken you've ever seen.
No, it's for the best. The best look. Like it's got the best. Like
a sneak beak.
The best. What is it called? The best with the crown. What's that thing called? The
hat
crown.
No, on the head. The comb. Thank you. The comb. This one's got the best comb and the swoop. They go all into it. There's seven different kinds of fowl that they give awards to. It's fascinating. It's really, really good. And of course, the cast of characters of people that create these chickens and breed them for winning is they're fascinating. And they're all characters.
Seems to me it'd be a lot of 14-year-old girls from the Midwest.
A lot of Midwest, but no, it's a gay guy, an older gentleman.
Of course.
A woman who's no longer an alcoholic. And now she throws herself into her chicken work.
You know what the interesting thing about chickens is, more so than dogs?
Nothing.
You can actually have sex with a chicken.
What? Like,
where did that come from?
Carano or Trump?
The guy, the founder of Hustler, Larry Flint, in his autobiography, openly talked about how he would have sex with chickens because the egg sac is big enough to fit your penis in.
What the fuck?
And he said it was a common practice on the farm.
I feel like a lab would, a Labrador would be also big enough.
They don't have an egg sac.
The vagina. What are we doing?
Oh. For the record, I had nothing to do with that part of this fucking show.
Yeah, you.
For the record, that was in the notes that Tyler gave us before the show.
You contributed with a big...
Make sure you bring up fucking the chicken's eggs.
So we're watching chicken people, being normal people, laying in our little bed, watching little chicken people, and we hear some noises, right? And we go, what the fuck are the noises? And we push pause, and we go... We hear this. This is what it sounds like. And Jillian says that it sounds just like this because we've recreated it a few times. And we laugh. Oh, we laugh every time we do it. But it sounded like this. Oh, she was laughing while banging. And it was odd. And I did not like.
Did you see the couple at all?
Earlier the night, we were at dinner and we heard a woman with a laugh.
Pardon my boner.
Which was very... Don't put your hand on your crotch when you see that.
I was going to adjust my pants in case this turns me on and when you did the impression.
Both of you, stop closing your eyes and trying to get me to tell you something that you enjoy.
Say it slower.
Yeah, do it again.
But we were at dinner and we heard a woman with a laugh that was that laugh. No. So yes, we knew what she looked like. She just happened to be staying next door. And yes, she sounded like...
I've never heard other people have sex where it sounded like it was good. Like, I've never heard something that sounded erotic or sounded good.
I've heard people
having sex in motels many, at least three or four times in my life, but it always sounded weird and robotic.
What did it sound like?
Doing it.
What did it sound like?
Doing
like,
it now.
And it just kept on going, and I'm like, all right, enough, you know? Change the fucking station.
Insertion.
Penetrating.
Commence with penetration.
Should we cleanse ourselves?
Please, let's do. All right. If we're cleansing ourselves with Trump or Corona, that's that's dicey. I don't know if that's really going to work.
All right, you ready? A little drum roll, please.
Tyler, plug it in. Plug it into the egg sack right there. What, dude? He used to bang chickens. I wheeled that man in.
A woman can't...
I wheeled him into the Loveline studio once. Mr. Flint.
He really did say that.
People don't interrupt.
You ever seen Pink Flamingos?
They don't interrupt Alex Trebek.
John Waters.
You ever seen John Waters of Pink Flamingos?
No.
It's infamous. There's a sex scene in that where a chicken is, by mistake, caught in between. It's very disturbing. I don't know if the chicken made it.
I guess when you're young and you're on the farm, anything is good. It's not true. Because I'm pretty proud of my record.
On the farm.
I'm pretty proud of the things I've actually fucked that were inanimate. All right. Change the topic. No, I haven't done anything. I haven't put my dick inside something that was so weird I would be embarrassed to tell people.
And that means you have to tell us everything you've ever
done. What is the weirdest thing?
No, but I've heard people go, I fucked a loaf of bread, or I did this when I was a kid. I was super horny. I would take meat out of the refrigerator and wrap it around my... I've heard other people mention their weird masturbatory habits when you're at the peak of your hormonal...
Dude, I got a loaf of head this morning. Aw.
But, you know, I mean...
Melon?
Yeah, I've never done stuff like that.
What's the... Okay, let's just move on.
Can we play the game?
Trump, yes. Play drum roll there. And right. You're going to put this all in afterwards, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A woman can't handle being a boss like a man can.
That's Corona.
I don't know.
And then
that is.
Yeah, I think you followed it up with, I'm 100% serious.
It is my Corona.
I remember that. He kept saying, I am totally serious. Unless you're the woman that I'm talking
to. Sometimes.
All of the women flirted with me, consciously or unconsciously.
Well, that has to be Trump.
That feels like Trump.
It is Trump. Mm. The full quote is also, he says, that's to be expected, but I knew that would give it away. Why would God make someone 14 with such nice breasts?
When in the world did I say that?
In your defense, you're doing like creepy voiceover for like some illicit porno that we were making fun of.
Parentheticals? Okay. How do you know who he was?
I remember that. Yeah, that conversation. All right. In Russia, they will enter your home, take your daughter if she's the right shape, and turn her into a gymnast.
I would never say that.
I'd say Trump.
Mike Carano.
What? Wow. Why would I say that's that? That's pretty good, buddy.
Why would I say that? Was I talking about something
else? Why wouldn't you? Also, some of these are from your podcast, so Who knows?
Oh.
are you a different person over there?
Apparently. He's very concerned about Russian.
Are you going to start a new Jew show?
I'm talking nonstop for hours on my podcast. I don't know what's happening because people will say things to me on Twitter, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. In your podcast, you said, what if dogs had teeth like a blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't remember that.
The only kind of people I want counting my money are short guys that wear yarmulkes every day.
That's Trump. Mike's never that overtly racist
well,
yet.
He can be now.
Yeah, he can be. That's what I said.
That's Trump.
Did Trump really say that?
Mm-hmm. I can tell where she's going. She's going to be 35 and very overweight.
Sounds like a Trump.
That's a Mike Carano.
Is that a Carano?
And the person who tweeted that to me said, because I asked people to send more Trump or Carano today, he's like, I literally just opened the most recent episode, just clicked play in the middle of it, and that was the first thing that was said.
On his show?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, this one's controversial.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes women need to be killed. You know it's true, and you can't admit it because you don't have the balls. I do.
Fuck, I hate myself. What the fuck?
Because you don't know?
What's the
context? Which is just really as bad as knowing.
It's Carano? What?
Yeah. It's Mike Carano.
Oh, Carano.
I don't know what the context
does it say
of
what show
was, though.
It doesn't say which show.
Damn it.
Oh, no, that's our show.
It was?
8275 or 279. Someone who sent me, they sent me the wrong number, but it's one of those.
Michael. Feel shame over there, buddy?
It's out of context.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hit us.
Let's see. I think some of the other two, they're too obvious. Oh, that's a good one. Women have one of the great acts of all time. The smart ones act very feminine and needy.
That's Trump.
I'm going with Trump on that one too.
Oh wait. Oh no, I don't have my little answer key on that one.
Oh no, we'll never know.
Oh no.
We'll never know.
Oh,
that
no.
Seems like a Trump. I think that's a Trump.
Wait, I can search.
But I do feel that way.
I think it's a Carano.
I do kind of. I was kind of like, yeah, that's.
I think that's you. Let's just do a quick little Google search.
Favorite national park, Yosemite?
No, Yellowstone.
Okay, how come?
Because it's got that. Yellowstone's like 5-1.
No, it's Trump.
Was it Trump?
Oh, yeah, was it really?
It was Trump.
Although I do feel that way.
Yeah, that's
Yosemite is like a tight little package, and you get like a lot of bang for your buck in that 7-mile little loop right there. But Yellowstone, you could spend 4 or 5 days there and not see all of it. It's huge. Okay. And they got everything from the geysers.
I'm going to try to drive to Yellowstone and back tomorrow.
To Yosemite and back tomorrow?
Yellowstone.
Oh, Yellowstone. Yellowstone's pretty great. And don't do what we did. Which I wasn't really like on the huge national park kick at the time.
Yeah,
Grand Tetons is right next door. It's like right next door, and we didn't hit it, and it kills me. It kills me. And
I camped in the meadows underneath the Grand Tetons.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. I'm so jealous. I need to go back.
What's so spectacular about
it? They're half cabin, half tent. So it's like half two canvas walls and two wood walls.
What's so spectacular about it?
About the Grand Tetons?
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't go.
It means tits.
That's why.
Yeah. In the language,
there's a great overhead shot of like one of their biggest like pools of sulfuric activity, and it's all like these different colors.
Yeah,
and they got a lot of that at the Yellowstone as well. And there was elk everywhere when we stayed there.
Yeah,
there was just like wild elk just wandering
you can just
around
snap
the cars,
off a leg, and just
buffalo
put
everywhere.
Fire.
Like as soon as we entered almost as soon as we paid our fee, drove into the park, like within maybe 2 minutes there was just a herd of buffalo walking across the street. We had to stop.
You know what'd be great is if that's how they do it. They release the buffalo as soon as you pay. As soon as your
they
credit
see,
card
they see
clears,
you coming.
The cage opens.
Yeah, Yellowstone is just phenomenal. It's really, really great. It goes from the guys. They got everything.
How far?
And it's probably going to kill us all.
Hmm. Well, I'm into that.
Yellowstone is going to blow one day, and it's going to like wipe out. I think 80% of.
Pretty
of the
sure
population.
We'll probably have killed her
off. How come we don't discuss that more often? That's true.
It is true. It's totally true. There's so many things that are like right on the edge of killing all of us, but we just don't
the
talk
sun.
About it. We can't. You saw Lo and Behold.
Yeah.
The quarantine event, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that could take us out at any moment.
Yeah. Anything can take anybody out at any moment.
I know.
I mean, we could trip down the stairs and we could all like,
Tyler's trying to take out the show at any moment.
That would have been a good time to stop.
That actually would have been a great time.
We could always rewind it.
No, because that was gold. Everything we've done since is gold. You really should see this documentary coming out called Danny Says.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about that.
I will. Or not.
Groupersthemovie.com. Thanks everybody who's been over there, even just giving us a follow or sharing it with other people. The more people that see that video, the better. Right now, I should say this: we're one of the featured projects on the page. We're one of the four featured projects.
Holy smokes! How'd you get that done?
I don't know. It just showed up in there.
That's incredible.
Seed and Spark. But
do you think there's a lot of internal discussions about what they wanted to put the Chinese finger trap movie on their
because they don't
want to
accidentally promote somebody who's doing something weird.
I don't know. It showed up on there after like 4 or 5 days. I think maybe it just has to do with activity. But
did you notice a bump?
Not really. I don't think it really does a whole lot.
I don't think you get a lot of strangers.
Yeah. Unless there's people. There are people that are just kind of, I guess there's people out there that buy credits and whatnot that I've learned about. But so they might be searching for that.
The Great White Whale.
But the three movies that are on the front page with groupers, they have two different things. They have supporters and they have followers. And we're getting our ass kicked in both. One, because it's a newer project, so mm-hmm. it hasn't been up there as long. But it's just like a couple of the other movies that are asking for less.
It's funny the terminology that you use. We're getting our ass kicked. Like, you're all three asking for money to make an artistic project. Yeah. I don't know if ass kicking comes into
play. I know. It's also weird, but it looks weird when you see
the kid on GoFundMe with the brain cancer is getting his ass kicked by the kid who got his leg chopped off by the drunk driver.
When you see them all like lined up next to each other and like one has like, you know, the other ones have like 400 followers. Like, following along really helps. So anything you can do to help, guys. I'm sending out like newsletters and little updates and whatnot too, and we'll have some fun giveaways. But it's right now, so far, so good. It's looking really good.
Great.
It's looking good. And we are going to come up with a new perk that involves YouTube Pabs real soon.
Is it aside from the dinner one?
Yeah, it's aside from that. Death I already Valley? Told you about the one of I'm going to shoot the movie with you guys in it. Going to shoot a page or two.
What?
Like a scene with you and Brian and Tyler. Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Oh, we did?
Remember? And you said you were paying attention when we thought you weren't, and then you repeated what I just said.
Maybe it must have been wasn't. Lizard Brain was doing it. The one that can compress itself to get under doors.
How uncomfortable do you think it would be for us to pile into a van with listeners and drive like to Death Valley or somewhere?
I don't know why you're always trying to come up with like a small commune that travels with the listeners.
I think we're going to get some good podcasting out of putting ourselves in a very uncomfortable, long situation.
We still have the Night Out with the Pabs is available for a locals.
When is that going to happen?
I don't know. After the campaign, we'll come up with a date or two that will work for everybody.
You want to know where I had dinner a couple nights ago? But that was the other exceptionally
perk,
good.
The other perk that I'm going to come that I think I'm going to launch and announce next week on the Film Vault and or this show. Is it's going to be the Film Vault versus the After Disaster, whichever one gets more, brings in more perk people, donors, contributors.
Needs to be on the show.
I think that here's where we landed. If the Film Vault wins, Bald Brian gets the part of the bartender in the movie. If the After Disaster wins, Mike Carano gets the part of the bartender, what? And you get the part of a drunk at the bar.
Why can't we both be the bartender?
We could maybe have you be the bar back.
I'll do your arms. It'll be like a
no,
line
doing
skit.
That. No.
The movie was great until the really wacky bartender.
Bartender
with that weird deformed body.
Whichever one. And then anyone who buys either one of the perks gets the little outtake, a scene. I'm going to shoot a scene of the movie with the three of you guys.
Beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love it.
Fun?
Right? Every day I come up with ideas for fun. Great perks, but I want to keep the money.
Okay, that's very helpful.
I know, it doesn't help at all. But I'm like, this is a good perk.
I almost said something really awful and I didn't.
What? Typical Jew?
No, I didn't say that. Not that. Wasn't that.
Jeez. You think he's going to really lean into it now?
Finally. Something to get him with.
It was more like 100%.
All right.
40%? We have not been too anti-Semitic on this show, have we?
We've been a lot of things on this
show. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not offended.
We're cool. Wait.
What?
Oh no, forget it.